This Mishnah is going back on the previous Mishnah, in which Shammai and Hillel held that three kaven or nine kaven of Mayan Shuvim Pasul Mikvah before it has 40 saw. But after they heard the edus of the two Gardim, they changed their mind and they decided that the halacha is at three lugin Mayan Shuvim Pasul Mikvah. So the Mishnah asks, why did the previous Mishnah mention the words of Shammai and Hillel for naught? Since Shammai and Hillel changed their minds, the Mishnah should not have mentioned the das of Shammai and Hillel in the first place. Lilame la doros habaim. The reason why the Mishnah mentioned their words is to teach future generations shelo yehe adam omed al dvar. A person should not always hold on to his words. A person should reconsider what he said if there are those that argue with him. Shahare avos ha'olam lo amdu adavrayim. As the fathers of the world, Hillel and Shammai, they did not hold on to their words. When they heard the edus of the Gardim, they reconsidered and changed their minds. Mesachet Edus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. V'lama maskirin divrei hayachid bein hamaruvin. Hayo v'ein halacha ela kedivrei hamaruvin. The Mishnah asks, any time we have a Mishnah in which the Mishnah brings down one individual Tana that holds one way, then brings down another Tanam that argue, for example, the Mishnah would say, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim, they argue with the yachid. The Mishnah asks us, why does the Mishnah bring down the das of the yachid at all? Since we have a cloud, yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. When an individual Tana argues with another Tanam, the halacha is like the rabim. So therefore, the Mishnah should not bring down what the individual Tana holds at all. And the Mishnah answered, Sheim yireh bezdin et divrei hayachid v'yitzmoich Allah. The reason why the Mishnah would mention the das of an individual Tana is sometimes a bezdin will come along that will see the words of the yachid and they will decide that the halacha should be like the yachid, even though we have a general rule that the halacha is like the rabbin. But if a bezdin sees that the yachid is correct, bezdin had the right to paskin like the yachid. She'ein bezdin yachol levatol divrei bezdin chaveiro ad sheyiyeh gadol mimenu b'chachma uvamin. Once a bezdin comes along that decides that the halacha is like the yachid, no future bezdin could paskin differently and cancel out the words of the original bezdin unless the future bezdin is greater than the original bezdin, both the chachma, that the rosh of the future bezdin is greater than the rosh of the original bezdin, and the next bezdin also has to be greater b'minyan in the number of talmidim that it has. Only then can a future bezdin paskin differently than the original bezdin that paskin like the yachid. Now the Rambam says that which a bezdin cannot cancel out the words of an original bezdin from a previous door, that's only in takanos, gezeros, and minhagim. But as far as a din that is learned out from one of the yud gimel midos that the Torah is nidrash behem, in such a case a future bezdin can come along and decide differently. They could darshan differently, and they have the right to paskin differently. If the future bezdin is greater than the original bezdin, b'chachma, that the rosh of that bezdin is a bigger chacham than the rosh of the original bezdin, but it is not greater in minyan, it doesn't have more talmidim than the original bezdin. B'minyan avolo b'chachma. If the future bezdin has more talmidim than the original bezdin, but the rosh of the future bezdin is not a bigger chacham than the rosh of the original bezdin, ein yachol levatol dvarav. In such a case, the future bezdin cannot cancel out the words of the original bezdin, ad sheyiyeh gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan, unless the future bezdin is greater than the original bezdin, both b'chachma and b'minyan.